Hi guys.
You're listening to Stuart Pink on
Phoenix FM.
Now, before we have a chat with local superstar Ellie Marie all about her brand new single, I thought I'd get you familiar with her awesome vocal range. This is her latest single, which is out. New one's coming Friday. We'll chat all about that. But this one is called Reflection, and we'll chat with Ellie Marie after this. Lovely stuff from local singer-songwriter Ellie Marie. Reflection. I don't need to see a reflection. I can see it right in front of me here in the studio. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Your week, day, month, year going so far?
No, it's been going really great. Thank you. How about yours?
Oh, very well. Very well. Yeah, lovely. Thanks for coming in and joining us. Where you had to come from? I said local. I didn't check first. If you now say Scotland, it's going to be a bit weird.
Come from Thurrock, right about near Lakeside. So not too bad. It's
been lovely.
All right, journey.
Is the traffic light over at Lakeside this time of day?
Surprisingly not too bad, which is a big shocker.
The protesters were not out today.
Yes.
Because they knew you were coming in. They were like, fair enough. Like, we'll let that happen. It's all good. Excellent. That was the sound of your latest single, Reflection.
Yes.
Your previous single. Beautiful stuff. What inspired that one?
I was sort of going through a time where I couldn't really find my sort of self-worth, and I think it was just sort of realizing and understanding that, like, it was there and just, like, really coming to grips with, like, oh, I am worth something. I'm not gonna let other people tell me different, and just really believing in myself.
Nice. She's got a proper, like, uplifting kind of message in it.
Yeah,
it's good. So is that sort of something that's come from your experience of life and times?
Yeah, I'd say so. I wouldn't say, like, I've had it, like, difficult, but I think nobody has, like, an easy journey through, like, school life and things. And for the people that have found it hard, I just sort of want to help be that sort of common ground person and help them in any way, shape or form I can.
School can be tough. Yes. I mean, I remember that. I mean, there was a guy in my school got put in the bin. I think he got out again. Do you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's rough, isn't it? Like to think he's now a bin man, though. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that'd be great. Lovely. So how long have you been writing music for?
I've been writing music probably for about 5-6 years. Ever since I really started college. And yeah, from there it just sort of went sort of jumping along. yeah, no, it's been an interesting one because it's just sort of learning from everything that's sort of going on around you, and just sort of making it into a song to really express yourself.
Get to like unleash your inner emotions.
Yeah.
In music. So can you remember your first song you ever did?
Oh my God, I think the first song I ever wrote was this silly little song about like my mum or something. I can't remember it.
Cute.
But it was funny. Yeah.
His mum heard it.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. I've got it written down in like scribbles and tiny little like princess notepad somewhere.
Oh, amazing. We'll have to get that on vinyl one day. Mum will have it in the collection.
Oh, imagine.
So when you write stuff, does it come sort of lyrics first then, or is it sort of music first? How do you kind of put a thing together?
I mean, it comes quite sporadically. I could either sit there and sort of tap out on piano and then something will come to me, or quite a lot of the time I'll start with lyrics first, and it will just come with a melody and I'll be like, oh, like that fits nicely, or and then just sort of go from there.
So have you ever tried poetry?
I haven't tried poetry, no. Actually, no.
I also like, I mean, I do that, but in some ways it's kind of like lazy songwriting because you don't have to worry about the sound.
Yeah.
Just the lyrics. Easy.
You'll have to give us a few lines.
Oh, people of Phoenix FM are always glad when there's a guest in because it means there's no poetry. But yeah, you've saved them from that. Well, I'll listen to some of your awesome poetry and lyrics and songs. With your new single, what can you tell us about Two Sides? What inspired it?
So Two Sides is a song that I started writing a couple of years ago, and it's basically about there being two sides to every story and not judging a book by its cover. I think it's just a really important message to sort of keep within yourself and for other people to know as well. Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to introduce it then and we'll give it a spin now?
Yeah, so this is Two Sides and I really hope you enjoy it.
Only see one side, so I don't think you chose wise. No, I wonder what they told you, wonder what they saw, wonder if they know the truth and held it from you, yeah, to keep you in the dark. I think you should try to hear me out, maybe see the bigger picture, yeah. Once just trust in me and not their doubts. So please just try and listen. Two sides, yeah, it's always got two sides. And there'll always be two sides to every story. Every story always got two sides. And there'll always be two sides to every story. Not every story, but please hear mine. Don't judge me. You don't know the full story. We ain't even friends, you don't know me. You jump to conclusions, it's wrong and you know it. There's two sides to this story, no one of them shows. Crossing around like you've done nothing wrong. There's only room for two here. Look at what you've done now. Hope you're proud. Now do you see the bigger picture? Yeah. For once, just trust in me and not their doubts. So please just try and listen. two sides. Yeah, it's always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. Every story always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. No, every story, but please hear.
Incredible new music. You've heard it a few times here on Phoenix FM Drive. That was Ellie Marie's Two Sides. Amazing stuff. Ellie's with me now.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Such a great vibe. Best with the bass turned up proper loud. So it vibrates the car, I found. So it's out on Friday?
Yeah, on Friday the 29th. Very excited.
Amazing. And of course, thank you for letting us spin it early.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for all the support that you've given it.
Total pleasure, total pleasure. So there's loads in there. I mentioned the bass being turned up really loud. What do you kind of like play all the instruments yourself? How does all the sounds happen?
So I started off with just like a piano demo and took it to a producer that I'd been in touch with and went down to Deal in Kent, and he just really helped sort of bring all the magic to life. He played a lot of the instruments in it, which is great. And yeah, we just sort of sat there tweaking it, bouncing off each other's ideas, and that's sort of what it turned out like, and I'm really, really happy with it.
Nice. It's brilliant. So yeah. Good. So are you from like a musical family, or how did this sort of passion for music come from?
Not at all, really.
No.
My mum used to play a little bit of piano when she was younger in school and stuff, but really not at all. I think I sort of fell in love with music when I first heard JLS, and from there,
JLS.
It just sort of went leaps and bounds. So,
well done, JLS. We could be thankful for one thing from JLS. Have you got like a dance routine in all your songs?
A dance routine for my songs?
Yeah.
I've got two left feet, so absolutely not.
Totally not. Okay, I just wondered if you knew that thing. What's his name? Ashley, in it, the one who like.
Aston,
that was it. See, I don't know his name. Or spins around on the floor.
Oh my god, I could not imagine myself doing backflips.
I'd love to see it in the middle of a track. Get the bass going. That's it. She's upside down. Oh no.
Oh my god. No, it'd just be a complete belly flop.
I mean, that could be entertaining in its own way. It's brilliant. So good. We were talking just off air there a little bit about the way that song, I think, when you listen to some of the older stuff, it's really kind of more kind of rounded and more better produced. And you were saying off air, you sort of went for a bit of a transformation.
Yeah. So through the lockdown period, I kind of took a bit of a step back and a bit of a break to really just try and find myself as an artist and really define my sound. I started listening to a lot more sort of like old school, like 90s R&B. And listening to the sort of upcoming R&B as well at the same time. And when I like heard Georgia Smith and Mahalia and things like that, I just really glued with their style of music and fell in love with it, and I really wanted to kind of interpret that into my own style. Yeah,
I see. So I guess for lockdown, a lot of people kind of use their time really to sort of take a break and take a pause and think about things.
Yeah No, I found it really helpful. Especially like it was quite a difficult one. I think it started out quite alright because I didn't realise how long it was actually going to last for. But yeah, I think not being able to sort of record and get music out was a bit difficult. Obviously, I was able to write it all down, but it wasn't quite the same. It was like it was just for myself, and I wasn't really able to let it speak to anybody, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm just so glad it's kind of all over now and that things are starting to get a bit more back on track.
Excellent. It's an exciting time. So you got working on other things?
I have got a few more things up my sleeve that I'm hoping will be out within the next year or so. So fingers crossed, keep an eye out for that.
We will. Weather die and a cane ear. We'll let you know on Phoenix FM, of course. Hopefully, if you'll come back, you can come and do it again.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
Amazing. Where can people keep in touch with all your antics and what's coming next? I mean, you're pretty good on Instagram. There's always loads of stuff on there.
Oh, thank
sing-alongs
you.
And all sorts.
Yeah, you can check out my social media profiles. On Instagram, it's EllieMarieMusic_. And pretty much everywhere else, it's Ellie Marie, including Spotify.
On Spotify. And, of course, the new song comes out on...
Spotify.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
On Friday, on Spotify.
On Friday, yeah.
Excellent. Good luck with it. I hope it gets all the love it deserves because it's awesome. We've been loving it here on Phoenix FM. Oh, and across multiple presenters. Michelle Walder presents the show in the mornings, yeah. 10 till 1. She's been loving it as well. I've been hearing it on her show. She'll talk for hours about how great it is. So,
no, you guys have all been so great with your support. I can't thank you enough.
It's all good fun. It's all good fun. Otherwise, we'd have to play boring stuff like Ed Sheeran. So it's nice to play. More fun. I thought we'll have a little listen before we let you drive off into the sunset to another one of your tracks. What can you tell us about Buckethead? It's a great title.
Thank you. Yeah, this was a very interesting song for me. I was sort of just having a bit of fun with it, I think. It was a time where I guess you could say you were just sort of exploring and just having a bit of fun in life and going through all the sort of rock pools of the romantic world, I guess. Yeah, so it was just quite a fun one to write and release. It was, yeah, it was just a fun song to play around with.
A little bit of rappiness at the end as well.
I tried. I don't think it ended that well, but we'll
see. I thought it was great. Oh. I can see you doing the whole MC and rapping style middle of a set somewhere garagey.
I'll have to give it a go.
Excellent. Ellie, it's been lovely to meet you. Well done. Keep it up. And just a quick reminder again where people can go to follow you and keep tabs on the new stuff.
Yeah, you can follow me at EllieMarieMusic_ on Instagram, and everywhere else is Ellie Marie. There's a link in my bio on Instagram to pre-save the track, or if not, it's out on Spotify and all other digital platforms on Friday the 29th.
Excellent. Look at that. Like a pro. Thank you, Ellie. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
I got something on my mind, something that I cannot hide. All these feelings inside, too overwhelmed to think about it. All the things you said to me, you didn't mean a word of it. All you showed was disrespect, I'm gonna rise above it. I don't care that it's ending now, I just need you to know, want you to know. Yeah, I'm so very, very over, and I don't wanna know. You're taking her home tonight. Cause you're not even on my mind, yeah. I'm so very, very over you. Ha! Oh, over you. I'm so over you, and I'm over her. Yes, I'm over you, yeah. I'm over you. Oh, over you. I'm so over you, and I'm over her. Yes, I'm over. You were playing with. You tell me one thing and another. Probably the same, you told the other. Did you even care? I guess no is the answer. Cause you still wanna go and linger around her. I don't care that it's ending now. I just need you to know, need you to know. Yeah, I'm so very, very over. Problems, you're drowning in brandy, Mr. Sarcastic. You're just so average, think you're so smart, but you cause all this damage. Yeah, I know what you went through. Family means the world to you, but everybody else can go suck it, cause you're too busy with your head in a bucket. You're so oblivious to everyone around you, too absorbed in yourself to come through. I'm so glad I'm over you. So oblivious to everyone around you, too told in yourself to come through. I'm so glad that I'm over you, yeah. I don't care that it's ending now. I just need you to know, need you to know. Yeah, I'm so very, very over. And I don't wanna know if you're taking her home tonight. Cause you're not even on my mind, yeah. I'm so very, very over you. I'm over you, and I'm over her, yes, I'm over you.
FM.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.